Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can I find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Instagram, and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
We hope that you make the Locked On Astros podcast your first listen every day, whether that's on YouTube. Keep on subscribing, keep on liking us. And if you're listening to us on your way to work, on your way home from work, or at work with your AirPods, keep on listening to us on Apple, Odyssey, Spotify, wherever you're listening to your podcast, listen to the Locked On Astros podcast. So we got a lot to talk about, but our first topic is going to be welcome Hector Neris to the Houston Astros. The Astros, we'll talk more about this, but they lost Kendall Graveman to the White Sox. Then they also lost Yimi García to the Blue Jays. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But so they lost two of the big trades they did over the at the trade deadline in 2021. Yeah. And now they had to replace them. And so you might be saying, well, why Hector Neris? This is a guy that the Phillies lost confidence in last year, and he was no longer their closer. He did have 12 saves for them, and his ERA was 3.63. He had 98 strikeouts and 74 and one-third innings pitched, but he did throw more innings than any of the Astros relievers did, and there's a lot to like about him. Walks are a little high, but he has a great ground ball rate. This is a guy that the Astros go out and covet. We'll talk. How much did the Astros pay him?
They paid him, 2 years? Was it $8 million per year? They give him a $16 million deal for 2 years. $17 for two. And so a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you let Kendall Graveman go. But if you look at Kendall Graveman's numbers, Eric, his xFIP and some of those numbers, they were actually a little high. And although Neris does walk a lot, he's never been on the IL. He's very durable, and he's thrown the most innings since 2016 of any pitcher, I believe. And so Neris is a big under-the-radar pickup, is a James Click-style pickup for the Houston Astros. And I don't think we'll miss Kendall Graveman. I don't think we'll miss Yimi García. I mean, think about the back end of your bullpen. It's Neris, it's Maton, it's Stanek, and then it's Presley. I mean, that's a pretty strong back end of the bullpen. And remember, we struggled last year, and you've got more arms. You got other people that are going to be in the mix too in the bullpen. And we'll talk about those at a later show, but Neris actually tweaked his delivery in July and brought down some of the walks. And I think with the Astros pitching staff and what they do with the pitchers, even with Strom gone, the other two guys that we have in Miller and Murphy, I think they will do a nice work with him. And they apparently saw something in him that the Phillies didn't. Remember, we got one Charlie Morton from the Phillies. Now, I'm not saying he's Charlie Morton, but remember what we did to Charlie Morton when he came over from the Phillies. And I think he's a similar type person where they can depend on him, not just for one or two, but maybe three or four innings and the entire season.
So we actually paid a little bit more for Neris than we did for Graveman, but we did it over two seasons versus three seasons. And you have to understand that Neris he's 2 years older than Graveman. So you're not going to give the older player the extra year. That's just not what you do at this type of year. So I think that Graveman is, he'll be missed, but at the same time, he looked dominant at sometimes, but then he also looked human.
Yeah, Eric, he never looked like he settled in. After the first few times he came in, he just never looked ultra comfortable, right? One of the things I want to point out to you, Eric, about Neris is he hides his split finger very well. He has the ability to fool batters, and I went back and watched highlights of him. He can fool batters with stuff off the plate. He gets swings and misses. When he throws over the plate, the fastball rises a lot, and he's got some of the biggest drop, like 16.7 inches in his off-speed pitches. So he has swing and miss ability. Even though his velo had gone down, it actually ticked back up once they tweaked his delivery. And you know they're going to get that spin rate up because it's pretty high with him. And I think this is an excellent signing for the Astros.
Yeah, his Statcast, his X WOBA is 0.27. His X expected ERA is 2.99. His expected batting average is 0.185. His expected slugging was 0.317. And that's all in the top 90% in baseball. So that's pretty good. And then if you look at his swing and miss data, it's 31.6%. Through 91%. His whiff percentage is 93%. His chase rate is 93%.
That's
and
huge.
He has above average velocity, which is 69%. And his spin rate is 67%. And his average exit velocity is 88.6 to 88%. So I got this from Larry the GM's article recently, and he got that from Statcast. So, and if you look at it, he's actually pretty good versus both left-handed hitters and right-handed hitters. And so yeah. That's what the Astros needed. They needed somebody that wasn't just good against.
He does. Yeah, I believe he has given up most of the walks to the left-handed side of the plate. I believe if I'm not looking at his stats directly, but those are things that the Astros
he walks too many left-handed hitters.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. So bottom line is this: they know that coming in, and so whatever teams are left-handed heavy, they'll work on him with that. Or maybe he doesn't get as much work with a lineup that has a ton of left-handers.
So if he can fix that, that would be a game changer.
Heck
because
yeah.
that is a big issue for him. So
yeah.
That's something. So he also does have a 48.9% ground ball rate, and that's the Phillies weren't known for the infield defense. The Astros are, but at the same time, they may not have some guy named Carlos Correa at shortstop. Now, who will they have at shortstop? We don't know at the moment, but. So that's something that you have to keep in mind. And he does have the split finger, and he does have the 94.1 miles per hour four seamer, 94.8 mile per hour sinker. So that's something that you can look at. But he's got to learn how to pitch better to the lefties. And that's something I think the Astros pitching coaches, Miller and Murphy, can work on. If I'm assuming that they're going to be their pitching coaches. I don't think that's officially been announced yet.
Right.
We just know that Stroming is gone, but this is under the radar signing for the Astros. This is the James Click type of move. You go out and get Ryan Stanek. And look how the success he had. This is a guy that fits this kind of the blueprint.
He fits the niche they need. Yeah. Yeah. So here's what I realized, and this was an aha moment for me. And this is going out to all of those who listen to our show on a regular basis. You have to realize that if you see it, the Astros have already seen it. If you see that he hides his split finger, the Astros already know that. And so what we get to discover is what is already known by the Astros. And that's where I think is as fans, as commentators, you have to trust the Astros front office. When I see all the whining and crying about, oh, Graveman, we lost him. Oh, screw it. And all that stuff. It's like, they're like, you know, Crane's no good. I'm like, no. You got to understand, when you see something great about a player, the Astros already discovered that. That's why he's now in the Astros uniform. Now, what you can do is you can go to betonline.ag and you can see where all your favorite players are going. And if you maybe want to bet where Carlos Correa is going, you can look to see the Astros are still in the mix. I don't know. I don't know who's in the mix anymore. They're all falling by the wayside. But Thanksgiving is over. We had football, but we got bowl season coming up. You've had the turkey. You've been betting. Your stomachs are full, but so is your bank account if you've been going to betonline.ag. It remains the number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving and this holiday season. If you sign up today, you receive a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. It's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, and your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with details this holiday season.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably watched some football games, and if you didn't have DirecTV, you probably weren't able to watch your football games. So tell us a little bit about DirecTV.
The DirecTV stream is this great thing. Does this sound familiar to you? When you catch the game live, you've got one device to do that. You've got another one that lets you stream your favorite shows like Yellowstone or something. And then you watch sports highlights on your phone. And then you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you, there's a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle. A great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before. So you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no more needing to go buy another device ever again. The best part, there's no annual contract. That's right, you don't get locked in. Let's get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
Alrighty, so it looks like there's been a flurry of moves. It wasn't just the Astros making the big signing. I put that in air quotes. But a lot of people have been making big signings, and I do want to talk about some of those. So Kevin Gausman, but right before we did this show, he apparently, according to Jeff Passan, he said that that Gausman agreed with the Blue Jays on a 5-year deal for $110 million.
Wow.
Yimi Garcia also reportedly, according to Carlos Baeggra, on a agreed with a deal with the Blue Jays. So the Marcus Semien, this is the big story because this is kind of the big domino. I know he's actually signing as a second baseman, so to speak, but this is the big shortstop domino to fall. He signed a 7-year, $175 million deal to play with the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that shocked me. 31 years old, he gets 7 years, $175 million. That's insane, Eric. I think they overpaid by about $6 million per year, but Rangers are going to Ranger, and I really think this is a huge overpayment. 7 years for a 31-year-old shortstop. Now, I hope it worked well. I don't know if I hope it works out for them, but I hope it works out for them because I really don't like this move. You know why I don't like this move, Eric? Because it drives the price up on everybody else that hasn't signed. It not only drives the price, but it drives the years. And that almost certainly.
How much did you say was AAV?
7 years, $175 million. So that's like 25 a year.
Okay. I thought you said 31.
Yeah, 25 a year. He was projected to get about 19.8 per year. That's right. About $6 million over, or a little less than six.
But now, you're Carlos going Correa to play in Arlington. You've got to overpay for that guy. You've got to give him the amount of years. I mean, this is not going to be a team. Like one of Astros Twitter,
he could have gone. Said, I know. But I would have.
Alyssa said, "Wow, the Astros. I mean, the Rangers would go out there and go crazy and win one more game this year."
Yeah, that's the thing. I hear they went and got Calhoun. I heard they may be positioning themselves to also bring in Story or Correa, one of those guys. So they are looking to really stack the deck. They're looking to be the Angels 2.0 of the West, like get all these players and still lose because they have no pitching. But I digress. And, you know, Eric, all these moves going on, you saw Stallings from the Pirates is gone. You also saw Adam Frazier go to the Mariners. I know the Mariners have been hot in talks getting, they're trying to like ramp their team up. The Mariners have been mentioned in possibly going after Story or Carlos Correa, even though they have JP Crawford. And Corey Seager still hasn't landed anywhere. There's still talk of New York or Detroit for him. The sky's the limit for some of these shortstops now. Seager and Correa easily get 8 to 10 year deals now. Story gets a 6 to 8 year deal, I think, because of this, and it just drives the market up.
Yeah, and so according to Jeff Passan, he said the Rangers aren't done, even though they got Marcus Semien. They're still in the Trevor Story sweepstakes. They went in winter with money to spend. They got a whole lot better Semien, and now they're targeting more offense as well as starting pitching. And I just saw a tweet right now that says that Ken Rosenthal just said that the Rangers are strongly in the mix for free agent right-hander John Gray.
Oh, wow. So okay.
That's somebody that the Astros could have actually gone after. And I saw this. I'm not going to even mention it too much, but I saw that the Astros are like some – I'm not going to even dwell in too much, but somebody saying we're going to go after Joey Gallo. of the
no, Yankees. We're not going to go after Jets. That's so dumb. Why would we bring a guy that strikes out that much? We've got a right fielder. His name's Kyle Tucker. You're not moving Kyle to center. That's I saw that. That's foolish.
Yeah,
I know. It's there's also report. I don't know. It's like seeing some of his reports. I'm like, come on, guys. Like if you got sources, at least corroborate it or collaborate with like a big media guy before you go naming before you say you have sources. That's just dumb.
Buxton is staying with the Twins. He signed that 7-year, $100 million deal, full no trade clause. So Astros fans, we can go ahead and say sayonara. He's not coming.
Yeah, here. I don't know that I wanted Buxton unless Rogers came along with them. Good for the Twins. I know there's talk about Cedric Mullins, but I think he's going to cost too much.
Yeah, I know that he was mentioned with the Astros names attached to him, but I looked at his stats. He still has what 3 years of team control. He's coming off his best season. Cedric Mullins is going to cost a lot. You're going to have to give up a lot, and so we'll have to see what happens there. But I do want to kind of talk about a few things before we end this one. And one of the things is with the signing of Neris, this kind of takes away a lot of the Astros flexibility to sign Carlos Correa. And let's just say we don't know what happens with the CBA, what the luxury tax threshold,
right.
But according to Sports Track, the Astros will only have about $21 million of spending flexibility. That's after signing Neris.
Now, Trade Oda Rizzi.
Now, they do need to open up some more space. They do need to open up a spot on the 40-man roster. You know what's coming up on the 1st as well? The non-tender deadline. So you know who is a non-tender candidate? Somebody who's set to make $3.1 million this year.
Who's
that? And that is Rafael Montero.
Okay, yeah, and the Astros are gonna tender his contract. The Astros are gonna keep him. They're not gonna lose Montero, Garcia, and Graven. They're gonna keep Montero. Montero has a live arm. He's raw, but he's got some tools. I think at they're right at 39 men on their 40-man roster.
But that's not including Justin Verlander. So they're gonna have
Right.
That's not including Verlander.
Okay, I thought Verlander was included in that 39.
No, he has not officially signed yet.
Okay, all right. So, at the end of the day, the Astros, if they're going to make a big move or sign a big player, they've got to figure out a way to get rid of some money. I think you can trade Oda Rizzi. I mean, why not trade him for some prospects? I mean, I'm sorry, Odo, you're the odd man out here.
So real quickly, I know that a lot of people don't like us to talk about this, but we got to address it a little bit. Carlos Correa, the suitors for Carlos Correa is kind of going away. Yes, you did mention that the Rangers could still possibly go after Correa, but you just threw a lot of money at Semien. Are you really going to throw? I mean, you possibly bring in Story, but Correa is going to. Not just the money, but you got to do the length as well, the years. True. So are you really going to go after Correa? So that's a situation. So count them out. The Mariners are, they did a, like a little photo montage in the Chronicle today of all teams that he could go to. Mariners, I guess, are a team he can go to. The Tigers, I just don't see them spending the money to go do it. The Yankees, they have the money to possibly spend, or they can go over the cap. But with all the stuff about him bashing Derek Jeter and all the bad blood, I don't see that happening. Who else am I missing? The Houston Astros.
I mean, I'm just saying they're. Here's the thing, Eric. I've told you, I really think Carlos has priced himself out of the market. I don't think anyone's going to give him 10 years. Now, with Semien signing that 7-year deal, his chances go up of getting a longer term deal because you got an older player demanding a lot more years. I would have never committed 7 years to a 31-year-old shortstop. But then again, I'm also not a GM. And so I still think, here's the thing, Eric, the closer we get to the Wednesday date to December 1st and Carlos isn't signed, the more likely he is to become a Houston Astro. If it's an 11th hour signing, the last team I think on the board is the Houston Astros. And he signs back here. They up the AAV. They bust through that whatever whatever the luxury tax threshold is. They give him 6 or 7 years. They give him 35 a year, whatever they're going to do, and he stays in Houston. I think it's a real possibility now. But then again, Simeon may have driven the market up and shipped him off to New York or wherever else. Who knows?
That's a lot of money. Especially when you only have 21 million before you go.
Trust me. I know that's like completely breaking through that. And I'm not necessarily talking. I'm just saying it just points to him coming back here because of the way the market's gone. But I may be 100% wrong. This is completely off a hunch. This isn't like sources from the Astros tell me this. No, it's just I have this hunch that he either ends up in New York now or in Houston. I mean, God, I would hate for him to
be
a Yankee.
What if it's the Dodgers? Because the Dodgers were the
other
team.
They got Trey Turner.
Yeah.
They got Trey Turner. You're not going to know. You got like – no.
They can move Trey Turner to second base.
They could. Yeah. I don't – dude, you know what? I'm done guessing. I'm tired of guessing. Let's just Carlos, freaking sign somewhere, please, sir, and quit teasing us on Twitter, or quit teasing me on Instagram with songs in Spanish.
Say,
you're
stay,
and you're wearing your Astros gear, putting together your baby stuff. Quit teasing me, Carlos. Just become an Astro for life. We'll put a statue out in front of Minute Maid Park. Let's go, baby.
All right, so guys, with all the next 24 hours, we'll probably do another podcast tomorrow because there's probably be a lot of excitement. We're about to do another one with Sean Dubin right now. We already did one with Joe Perez. Keep on tuning in to the Locked On Astros podcast all off season, and we got a lot to talk about, baby. This is going to be interesting off season. A lot of big moves to make, and the Astros made a big addition by bringing in Neris. So now we'll see what happens from here. You've been listening to Locked On Astros podcasts, and we'll be back tomorrow with another podcast. Go Astros.